obviously enters the realm of pure speculation. But I would like for you to tell us, do you believe in the good faith of the Russians, in their desire to negotiate for peace?
I wouldn't believe in the good faith of any foreign office, even my own. Czechoslovakia, that believed in the good faith of France and Britain to save it, sold them down the river. I'm only speaking against my own country. The self-interest, the selfish national interest of countries is what decides their motives until they have wisdom to begin to see that they can't have a selfish interest that's not in the interest of the whole people of the world.
And we have to develop that selfish interest in the interest of the people of the whole world.
An intelligent self-interest. Intelligent self-interest, which we can realize that what all the nations want is peace and prosperity.
Lord John Boydor, I thank you for giving us your views here tonight and for flying here solely for this occasion from your native Scotland. Incidentally, I understand when you return that your doctors will have something to say about it, because I understand that just a couple of weeks ago, at the age of 77, you underwent major surgery and got out of a hospital bed against doctor's orders long before you should have to come here tonight. I thank you and Godspeed, sir. We'll turn now for a summation on the issues of war and peace to the Canadian statesman Lester Pearson, winner of the 1957 Nobel Peace Prize.
I have listened to this discussion with very great interest, and my first feeling is that Lord Boydor will feel that he's also undergone major surgery this evening. The questions, which were provocative, did produce, of course, and they were meant to, a point of view. And that point of view was given, I thought, very impressively and sincerely, but it was a point of view. The questioner started off by saying, asking the question whether these problems could only be solved by force. And I wondered how often in history problems have really been finally